an inquest into the death of a teenager who was in the care of the state when he was murdered over 15 years ago has been told about the difficulty in finding suitable, secure residential care for him. The inquest in Trim in County Meath heard that Daniel McInaspie had more than 20 care placements in the 15 months prior to his death. Our North East correspondent Mark O'Driscoll was at the second day of the inquest yesterday. And Mark, Daniel McInaspie had been known to care services since he was born. Bring us back to the years leading up to when he was murdered.
Good morning, Justin. Well, Daniel McInaspie was originally from Finglas in Dublin. He lost both his parents at a young age and was taken into the care of the state. While the rest of his family remained in his life, they eventually could not provide the care he required. This inquest in Trim has heard that Daniel's life became what was described as increasingly chaotic in the months prior to his death. And in February of 2010, Daniel was stabbed to death at Tolka Valley Park near Blanchardstown. He was 17 at the time. 2 months later, his remains were found in a deep drain on a farmer's land in Rathfy in County Meath. Now, in 2017, Richard Decker from the Blanchardstown area of Dublin 15 was sentenced to life in prison for his murder. A second man, Trevor Noon, also from Blanchardstown, pleaded guilty to manslaughter for his role in the teenager's death.
And Mark, if we know that Daniel McInaspie was murdered, then what is the inquest setting out to achieve?
Justin, this inquest marks the end of a 15-year legal process for the McInaspie family. Now, the coroner for County Meath, Nathaniel Lacey, told the jury of six people that this inquest is trying to establish the events in the lead-up to Daniel's murder, the level of care he received, and what recommendations can be made to improve care services and prevent something like this from happening again.
So what did the inquest hear yesterday then?
Yesterday, social care worker Avril Connolly told the inquest that Daniel McInaspie came into care an orphaned soul in a world that he was unable to navigate by himself. She said that she made at least three applications to the HSE requesting a secure care place for Daniel between March of 2009 and prior to his death in February of the following year, but all of these applications were refused. Now, secure care refers to where someone who is deemed to be at risk to themselves, at risk to others, or at risk from others is placed in a secured therapeutic environment. The inquest has also been told that fast forward to present day, 15 years later, and there are currently just 24 secure care beds in existence in the system. However, just 15 are available at any one time due to staffing difficulties. The jury was told it's recommended that there should be a total of 70 such beds available and fully staffed in the state. And Daniel's social care worker, Avril Connolly, said she thanked God that she doesn't still work in the same role. And if things today are similar to when she did, she could see why there is a high level of burnout experienced by workers in the sector.
And Mark, what other witnesses did the inquest hear from yesterday?
Daniel's guardian ad litem, Aileen Dunn, a person appointed to represent his best interests in legal proceedings, also appeared before the inquest yesterday. Now, she said that Daniel was aware of his own impulsivity, as she called it, and made it clear to her on a number of occasions that he would prefer to be what she described as locked up so that he would feel safe. Aileen Dunn said that as far as she was aware, the only criteria that Daniel didn't meet to secure a secure care bed was that there wasn't a bed available. She said she was aware of a crisis at the time in terms of resources and the number of places for secure care. Miss Dunn said Daniel was a beautiful boy who didn't have a bad bone in his body. She added while Daniel did do criminal things, they weren't born by any badness. And she became visibly upset when she told the inquest about learning that Daniel had been murdered. That inquest will enter a third day today before the jury of three men and three women at Trim Courthouse.
Mark, thank you very much. That's Mark O'Driscoll, our North East correspondent. It's 24 minutes past seven.